With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Starting this morning, you can drive all the way through Big Sur on Highway 1. A portion of the road has been closed for more than a year after being wiped out by a massive landslide. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Rick Aldinger couldn't be happier to hear the news. He's general manager of the Big Sur River Inn on Highway 1.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. We've been painstakingly anticipating the opening of the highway.
Big Sur has not been completely cut off from tourists, but business has been sporadic. That's because many visitors pass through as part of the scenic drive along Highway 1 between San Francisco and Los Angeles. It's something drivers haven't been able to do for well over a year. In early 2017, a massive landslide blocked the road north of Hearst Castle at Mud Creek. Caltrans built a new quarter-mile stretch of highway on top of the landslide. Spokesperson Susanna Cruz says it's now set to reopen Wednesday morning at 10. That's 2 months ahead of the original schedule.
We're just really happy that there's still part of summer left because the original plan was mid-September and everybody back in school, things back to normal, kind of tourism would have been not as good.
The Big Sur River Inn's Rick Aldinger says he's looking forward to a steady flow of visitors.
You know, I would like to think that by noon we'll be back up to normal levels of business, but I really don't expect that.
The new stretch of Highway 1 cost $54 million. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.